Republican-aligned advocacy group pushes Democrats to stop Biden's proposed Medicare Advantage cuts. By Jacob Bliss on March 3, 2023. American Action Network, AAN, a nonprofit advocacy group with close ties to House Republican leadership, started an ad campaign on Friday to push Democrat House lawmakers to stop President Joe Biden's proposed cuts to Medicare Advantage benefits that would impact 30 million seniors. The ad campaign spans 14 districts occupied by congressional Democrats, with $2 million on broadcast, cable, and digital, with additional cable advertising in the Washington, D.C., media market. The ads are meant to highlight how congressional Democrats cut hundreds of billions of dollars from Medicare to fund green energy projects and hire an army of IRS agents, in addition to now trying to make more cuts to Medicare Advantage. At the end of January, the Biden administration proposed cutting from Medicare Advantage, which an independent study estimated that it could cost each senior up to $540 a year in benefits. On noted that the administration has until April 3 to finalize the funding changes. How do D.C. liberals fund $200 billion for IRS and Green New Deal pet projects? By Rating Our Medicare, the narrator in the 30-second ad hitting Representative Mary Peltola, D.A.K., stated. Now President Biden's proposing massive Medicare Advantage cuts to seniors that could slash over $500 in benefits per retiree. While Biden breaks his promise to 30 million seniors who chose Medicare Advantage, Congresswoman Mary Peltola is silent, the narrator added. Watch the ad targeting Representative Mary Peltola. In addition to Peltola, the other Democrats being targeted are Reps. Yadira Carvalho, CO, Jared Golden. Me. Dan Kildee, me, Don Davis, NC, Wiley Nickel, NC, Greg Landsman, O, Marcy Kaptur, O, Amelia Sykes, O, Susan Wild, PA, Matt Cartwright, PA, Lloyd Doggett, TX, and Anna Eshoo, CA. Doggett is also the ranking member of the Ways and Means Health Subcommittee, and Eshoo is also the ranking member of the Energy and Commerce Health Subcommittee. Joe Biden and his liberal friends in Congress are talking out of both sides of their mouth, promising to protect Medicare while pushing benefit cuts for seniors, Dan Constan, president of the organization. Each and every liberal in Congress needs to speak out now and stop Biden's cuts to Medicare benefits before it's too late. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @JacobBliss.